This is Jordan Sekulow. Did Senator Hillary Clinton's speech accomplish its goals last night at the Democratic National Convention?
I am so honored to be here tonight. Jobs lost, houses gone, falling wages, rising prices. I'm here tonight. The Supreme Court in a right-wing headlock. As a proud mother. Our government in partisan gridlock. As a proud Democrat, the biggest deficit in our nation's history. As a proud senator from New York, money borrowed from the Chinese to buy oil from the Saudis. A proud American, Putin in Georgia, Iran in Iraq. And a proud supporter of Barack Obama. No way, no how, no McCain. Is my candidate, and he must be our president. My friends, it is time.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about
and now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight for the right to live in freedom. Yeah.
Oh. Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Hillary Clinton making her words clear yesterday. Interesting reactions on the major media to her speech. Did she do enough to endorse Barack Obama? She said she's voting for Barack Obama for president. She's supporting him, but she didn't say, this is what some of the commentators are saying, she didn't say the important words, and you must also. Jordan, what's been the reaction so far? Obviously, we're going to be talking about this, by the way, the rest of the week, this whole issue. We're looking at tonight, there'll be Senator Biden's speech, and then Thursday night, of course, there'll be the speech by Senator Obama. Then we'll be talking about the Republicans next week. Jordan, what's your sense and what are you hearing?
It was a split right down party lines. The talking heads and pundits last night on television, basically Democrats saying it was a great speech, it was uniting the party, Republicans saying it was dividing the party, it wasn't a great speech, that it lacked a lot of substance, it lacked a real endorsement. I think Hillary Clinton gave a pretty good speech considering the position she's been in, the pressure she's been under the last few days. Really, it's been on her back to unite the Democratic Party, at least that's what's been said. That's the media story that's been spun off this. And of course, you've seen the McCain campaign use former Clinton supporters who are now supporting John McCain instead of Barack Obama in ads that are running during the Democrat National Convention, right on television, right before she spoke and right after she spoke, all through the day yesterday. And I'm sure those ads will continue to run. So partisan-wise, it seems the Democrats are saying it was good and great, and the Obama campaign appreciated the speech. On the Republican side, saying that it lacks substance and it won't unify the party. We'll know that starting tonight and tomorrow as this convention wraps up, how people leave the convention.
Yeah, right now the reaction, from what I'm understanding, is, Jordan, is that there has been no bounce in the polls for right. Senator Obama right now.
That's right. Right now, there's not been a bounce in the polls. In fact, that since Joe Biden has been announced as vice presidential candidate, the Rasmussen and the Gallup polls, the Zogby polls, have all showed a decline in Barack Obama's support, making this race even, or even with John McCain having a small lead in the race. Of course, the usual bump after the convention comes at the end of the convention. And we've got two big nights coming up. Tonight, you've got former President Bill Clinton speaking. That's an important speech because he really had some tough words with Barack Obama. He's made some statements the last 2 days, which have gotten him in some hot water with the campaign. That's an important speech. And of course, Thursday night, Barack Obama leaves the convention center and goes to the Broncos Stadium for an outdoor event with over 70,000. They're thinking about 80,000 people in Denver, Colorado, to give his acceptance speech of his official acceptance speech. That could be groundbreaking in itself.
Yeah, they're expecting that it will be. A lot to talk about. Our phone lines are already jammed, folks. If you want to keep trying us, it's 1-800-684-3110. I'm sure they'll open up in a few moments. Hey, folks, we're also offering our free booklet. We figured while we're talking about the president and the vice president and the Supreme Court, you need to have a copy of the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights. We've got it for you. It's Foundations of Freedom. Call in right now. We'll send it to you absolutely free. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's Foundations of Freedom. 1-877-989-2255. Back with your calls in a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. So much of our future is tied to our past and the importance of such documents like the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. And so much of the work of the ACLJ is focused on protecting our freedoms, our Constitution. The ACLJ has prepared a booklet that includes these very important documents called The Foundations of Freedom. We want you to have this booklet free of charge. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom today. That's 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget, the best way to stay up to date on the issues that matter most to you and your family, the ACLJ website, online at aclj.org. Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 month of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
This is my right, a right given by God.
The Supreme Court and a right-wing headlock.
Well, how about that for a direct statement about Justice, Sam Alito and Chief Justice John Roberts. That's the statement from Hillary Clinton. Interestingly, Joe Biden, the vice presidential nominee for the Democratic Party, voted against Roberts and Alito, led the attempted filibuster of Alito. And Senator Barack Obama voted against them as well, again, voting against Alito and Roberts. And I think the issue of the Supreme Court is going to be a front and center issue. So interesting there. By the way, information like that posted on beliefnet.com. You go to Lynn versus Sekula. You can also link to it at the ACLJ website. And we've got a blog going on between me and Barry Lynn from Americans United for Separation of Church and State. So that'll be interesting as well. And I also want to remind everybody, and we've received a number of requests for this, since it's back to school, we thought it'd be a great time to offer our Foundations of Freedom. We want you to have the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Ten Commandments. These are the foundational documents for freedom. Here's the phone number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Get your copy of Foundations of Freedom. While we're talking about the Constitution and the presidency and Supreme Court justices, you need to know exactly what it says. So again, you get your copy of Foundations of Freedom simply by calling us free, 1-877-989-2255.
Let's go right to the phones. Lots of calls coming in. If you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. Roger's calling from New York on line one. Roger, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Thank you. I heard the quote at the beginning in which she spoke of closed factories, empty houses. But until she showed up in Minnesota in the primary, she was talking about our legacy, our legacy, our legacy. GATT, NAFTA. Both things that utterly devastated our economy. This infernal hypocrite dares to say that this is a good thing, something that...
Well, look, I mean, you know, you're in the political season and you're at the most political event. And when you're at an event like a convention, you're going to hear whatever it... Listen, these were well thought out statements, whether you agree with them or not. Trust me, they thought out everything they were saying here. There, nothing was said by accident, including the subtlety in which she endorsed Barack Obama. It was not a ringing endorsement. She did not say, and you go out and vote for him, too, which were kind of the words everybody was looking for. But nevertheless, the question will be, did it unite the party? And Jordan, what is the assessment? I know you and I were talking last night as we were watching all of this. It's still not clear that has been put forthright yet.
No, that's not clear. We'll know that once the nominating process begins. Of course, Barack Obama's going to get the nomination. The question is, will the Clinton supporters follow her lead, which is kind of behind the scenes, of giving up this nominating battle and of course, conceding to Barack Obama officially so that the vote doesn't have to keep going and going. She could do that when it gets to the New York delegation. It could happen before, but she could actually do that in the process. We'll see if that happens. At the end of the day, she gave a unifying speech. Like her politics or not, she came to the table as someone who was defeated in a very tough primary, very close, getting 45% of the votes. 18 million people voted for her. A lot of those delegates at that convention center were there for her. And she said to unite the party. She said she'll do whatever she can for Barack Obama, praise Barack Obama, praise Joe Biden, attack the president, attack the Bush administration, attack the Supreme Court. I mean, she was really the first major red meat speaker to fill a primetime spot for any period of time since this convention started.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. I don't know if it's possible to play again, and Eric, you'll have to let me know if this can be done, our producer. We put together that little montage in the beginning of whether we can hear it again. If not, we'll get it maybe later in the broadcast for you. It really does set the table of the tone, and I think our production staff did a great job. Eric, Diane, in particular, our producer, putting this together quickly with our help there from our staff. It really does set it up. So, Eric, do we have that? Okay, let's go ahead and listen.
I am so honored to be here tonight. Jobs lost, houses gone, wages, rising prices. I'm here tonight. The Supreme Court and a right-wing headlock. As a proud mother. Our government in partisan gridlock. As a proud Democrat, the biggest deficit in our nation's history. As a proud senator from New York, money borrowed from the Chinese to buy oil from the Saudis. A proud American, Putin in Georgia, Iran in Iraq, and a proud supporter of Barack Obama. No way, no how, no McCain. Is my candidate, and he must be our president.
Well, there you have it. I mean, that gives you a sense of it. So the enthusiasm level, she energized the crowd. There's no doubt about it. And we'll see if, you know, it'd be interesting what Joe Biden does tonight. But I think you see a lot more attack coming out of Joe Biden tonight. The Supreme Court now in play. Hillary Clinton bringing that up puts the issue of the Supreme Court in play. How do you react to this? How do you react to the Hillary Clinton speech? Those of you that are maybe even supporting Barack Obama, how did you react to the, quote, right-wing headlock of the Supreme Court of the United States? Our phone line's open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110.
Let's go back to the phones. Gary's calling from Kentucky on line 3. Gary, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Hey, great.
I just had a comment pertaining to the misconception of the faith-based party politics that are being conveyed in Denver right now. They opened up with a prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and then they closed with that. And it just appears to me that the agenda that's being put forth at this political convention is, A, against our freedoms, B, it's against the basic premises that we consider as Christians, which would be an anti-life, quote-unquote, agenda, as well as an anti-marriage agenda, as well as an anti-freedom agenda for shows like yourself.
Well, I mean, they're certainly not going to talk about things like that they want, like the fairness doctrine. You're right. You're not going to hear those. What they're trying to do is they're playing to the base of the party. Now, interestingly, if you looked at when they went to Senator Biden's box yesterday, you had some of the leadership of the National Organization for Women, the National Abortion Rights Action League, these kind of people. That's who they're associated with. They're not running from this. I think you used the word smokescreen. There has been a bit of a smokescreen put up on this. But, Jordan, we talked about this yesterday. We had a call that came in from a young evangelical. It was a very good call and a very good conversation we had on air. But what we're hearing in the last 24, 48 hours, these young evangelicals that were leaning towards, or at least flirting with their support of Barack Obama, the Joe Biden selection really has put a little bit of a damper on that.
I think a serious damper, because there was a lot of talk in the young evangelical community, in the evangelical community itself, that Barack Obama, even though he was so staunchly pro-abortion, had been a staunch supporter, had fought against the Born Alive Act in the Illinois State Senate when he was there in the State Senate in Illinois, would make some kind of a play for young evangelicals in the evangelical community by reaching out to someone as a vice president who was a Democrat, obviously, but who shared a different position on the life issue. That's why Tim Kaine, others. You saw Mark Warner speak last night. These are guys who have fought for pro-life causes, even while containing a very liberal social policy and economic policy, defense policy. They've still fought on those issues. They didn't change their opinions because of that. Barack Obama did not do that. He picked Joe Biden, who is a staunch supporter of abortion rights. You know, he voted against the ban on partial birth abortion, voted against William Rehnquist confirmation, voted against Bork, voted against Thomas, voted against Alito, voted against Roberts as well. This is a staunch abortion rights supporter, and I think that turned a lot of people off.
I agree. But look, there are a lot of evangelicals that say they're supporting Barack Obama, and we want to hear from you on this, by the way. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Who do we have next?
Let's go back to the phones. JP's calling from Texas on line 4. JP, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Sure.
I just had a question for you.
Okay.
Heard some scuttlebutt that the only reason Hillary Clinton backed down was because Barack Obama promised her if he was elected president that he would do all he could to get her appointed Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, which would kind of equalize things. And
well,
she
can't be appointed Chief Justice of the Supreme Court because we have a sitting Chief Justice, and until that, and that's John Roberts, and I anticipate he'll be serving for the rest of our lives, for another 30 years, Lord willing. And he's young. He's been a great Chief Justice, and if there's vacancies on the Supreme Court, could he appoint Hillary Clinton to the Supreme Court of the United States? The answer is yes. Could he appoint her as a Secretary of State or something like this? Absolutely. I'm not picking up a lot of that. Jordan, what are you hearing in your sources?
Yeah, I don't think so at all. I think we've got a very interesting development coming on as this campaign progresses. We don't have exact information yet. We don't know how all these players will be used in the process, Deb, but I think what we can see coming out of this convention and going into the next convention, the two big things are here. The Democrats' convention is about unification. The Republicans' convention, which we'll discuss next week, is going to be about firing up the base. The Democrats are at a different point. They've got to get people together. People are still divided. There was a 50-50 split. Now, John McCain never got really more than 30% of the vote in primary states. He's got to work on getting people fired up who are Republicans. They've accepted him as their nominee, but he's got to get the base fired up.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ.
Yeah.
Oh, we're back on. Okay, we had a little bit of a technical glitch there, and we've had a little bit of a problem today. Let me encourage you folks, as we get ready to take a real break this time, for you to go ahead and get your Foundations of Freedom. We want to make sure everybody has a copy of the Constitution, Declaration, Bill of Rights in their hands, so we want to send it to you. The phone number to get Foundations of Freedom, it's our gift to you, is 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 for Foundations of Freedom. And by the way, you could also go to ACLJ.org for updated information. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
I don't have time to finish my college degree.
I need a college education that respects my values.
I don't know if I have what it takes to finish my degree.
I'm too busy at work. I can't go back to school now.
You've thought of all the reasons you can't go back to school. But here's something that could change all that. Right now, you could get a college degree on your terms. Online classes to fit your schedule. A curriculum that's rooted in Christianity. From a top 10 online university. And right now, you might even be able to go for free. With both 2 and 4 year degrees available and more than $1.9 million in scholarships and grants awarded to undergraduate students this year alone, a private college education may be closer than you think. Visit applytoregent.com or call 1-888-REGENT-U to find out more about our degree programs, scholarships, and grants.
No way, no how, no McCain.
Well, there you have it. Hillary Clinton rallying the troops in Denver, Colorado. Not a great surprise there. She said John McCain's her friend, but they have fundamental disagreements. And, of course, she's endorsing tepidly, I think, Barack Obama. But we'll see how that all plays out. We've got a lot of calls coming in. Let's go right back to them.
The phone's Jessica's calling from Colorado on line 5. Jessica, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Great.
I'm actually a student at Colorado State University. I've been following the Democratic National Convention pretty religiously. And my
no pun intended,
are,
correct? No pun intended with very religiously. Go ahead.
Okay. my feelings are I'm the daughter of a very conservative Southern Baptist preacher who is actually rooting for Barack Obama. I feel that Barack Obama represents the lesser of two evils. I think this country is morally declining regardless of who we choose. And so as Christians, we need to recognize that our role is not necessarily to save the world, but just to bring others to Christ. And so even though a lot of what he will be signing when he signs, you know, the Democratic,
platform, sure,
tablet or whatever, form, right, will be against our values, that should not discourage us as Christians.
Are you comfortable in voting for him? Someone that you just said you disagree with his values, but you'd go ahead and cast your vote for him?
Yeah, and this is a huge argument I've had with my dad. I was thinking about voting green, you know, just not even voting for Democratic.
Well, I've had somebody call me the other day and said they were thinking about voting for Bob Barr because they're so disappointed with the Republican and the Democratic nominees. So that discussion's happening. You ask a legitimate question and you put it in a good context. Jessica, here's the thing I'll tell you, though, and I think this is – I don't think we can ignore the impact that the next election. Again, I'm not endorsing candidates here. You vote for anybody you want to or vote for the green candidate, whatever you want. It's a free country. Men and women died, so you have that right, and I'm glad you can exercise it. But I do think the Supreme Court's at play here, and how they view judicial selection and judicial philosophy does matter. And while our obligation is to preach the gospel, we should do everything we can. The Apostle Paul said, now, Lord, consider their threats and enable you speak your servant speak your words with boldness. So he prayed for boldness, but he also said when they were trying to sneak him out of a jail, he said, listen, I'm a citizen of Rome and you can't do this. So we need to utilize the rights we're given. I think that's part of civil responsibility. That's when Jesus talks about being salt and light. That's what we're supposed to do. Again, I can't tell you who to vote for. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, but you should stay engaged. But I don't think you can divorce your moral values from the election process. I think that's a very dangerous aspect to this. But I asked for people like you to call, and Jessica, I appreciate the fact that you did. And again, listen tonight when Joe Biden's speaking, most liberal voting record on abortion, but maybe, but if you can reconcile it, that again, it's a free country. And look, I don't know who Senator McCain could pick for all, and some of the names they've talked about have been pro-abortion candidates. So, I mean, you're right. This could be one of these situations where you're kind of deflated generally, but in any event, you got to stay engaged and stay in voting. But Jordan, this is kind of what we're hearing from Jessica, I guess we're hearing from others too. This is kind of a discussion point that's going on right now.
Yeah, should abortion be the end-all issues? Now, for some people, it will always be. It is a life or death decision. It is clear in many people's eyes that regardless of any other policies, if you can support abortion, and in fact, if you're a proponent of abortion and fought hard against any regulations, against any judicial nominees who may not have a extremely pro-abortion stance, that's enough. That's a deal breaker. And anything else, whether it's the economy, the war, nothing else is as important as that. Now, other people are starting to reevaluate that position. A lot of people grew up with that position and are now saying, I care about that. Of course, I'm pro-life. I understand that it is taking a life, but I also care about the situation in Iraq. I care about our economy. I care about poverty. I care about the rates of poverty in the U.S., the spread of AIDS in Africa, education, things like that. And it's not necessarily a deal breaker. We'll have to see. There's lots of talk about it. We won't know until November whether or not it still is.
Interesting also, and I want to point this out again. This is another reason why you need to get the Foundations of Freedom booklet we have. What the president's job is as commander-in-chief, also as the chief executive of the United States, and the ability to nominate and appoint justices to the Supreme Court of the United States is laid out by our founding fathers. And while I appreciate all the calls we're getting, and where our phone lines are still jammed, I want to tell you something. You need to have a copy of the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights, especially as we're talking about this for the next, right through the election. Everybody that's listening to me right now should make sure you have a copy of Foundations of Freedom. We're going to refer to specific aspects of that booklet, including provisions of the Constitution in the days ahead. I want everybody that's listening to have a copy of Foundations of Freedom. It's free. I want to send it to you. Here's the phone number. Call now and get a copy of Foundations of Freedom. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also check out our blog on BeliefNet. You just go to the ACLJ website at aclj.org. It's right on the left-hand toolbar. You can get it. Go right to the blog, and you'll go right to BeliefNet. It's a dialogue between me and Barry Lynn. A lot of these issues being discussed. So you can go to BeliefNet.com or go to our ACLJ.org website and get that information there.
Let's go back to the phones. Kevin's calling from Virginia, online for Kevin. Welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hey,
Kevin.
Guys.
Hey.
I just had a quick comment on the other night when Barack was asked about abortion, and he said that that was above his pay grade. And there was a comment yesterday made that he doesn't wear his faith on his sleeve. And biblically speaking, we don't have that right as Christians. Our job is to find out what the Bible says, to live it, to proclaim it, and to stand for it.
Well, I think the answer, it was above my pay grade, was a bad answer. And I think, look, I mean, you got to be realistic in this. I'm not questioning, by the way, his salvation or his Christian experience. He said he's a Christian. He talks about Christ. I understand that. You know, the complaint about John McCain from some on the evangelical side and the conservative pro-life Catholic side is he doesn't talk about his faith enough. So this is this ongoing dialogue and debate we have. But listen, talking about the when life begins is a fundamental moral issue that you need to reckon with and reconcile in your own heart and mind. And I think ignoring that or saying I can't address that, it's above my pay grade, is a mistake. Those are the things you wrestle with, especially if you're going to be the president of the United States. And that goes for both candidates.
Oh, that was what Barack Obama could not handle at Saddleback. That was his planned answer. He knew he was not going to please that crowd and the folks who were really interested in watching Rick Warren's debate with any response he gave there, because he's not going to, of course, come back on his pro-abortion principles. So that's what he said. It's above my pay grade. And, of course, it's very clear to other people who are not above Barack Obama's pay grade who see that abortion is murder. And I think all these statements are going to come back later, especially when we get into the presidential debates. Let's go back to the phone. Susie's calling from Tennessee on line 5. Susie, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Thank you.
Hi, Susie. Hey, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to make the comment that, you know, I just think that we who call ourselves born-again Christians need to really think about this Obama thing. You know, even I know the abortions have been a big deal, and it should be, but, you know, he's had a lot of Muslim background.
I want to jump in on that point, though. I'm going to let you finish, Susie. But look, I don't like spreading rumors. And the man says he's a Christian, and he talks about his faith, and there's no evidence that he ever was a practicing Muslim. He grew up in a home where his father was a Muslim, but only, I mean, this is talking about a matter of months. So go to the substance of what you want to say. I refuse to attack his faith and what he talks about his faith. It's just not the place for me to do that. But finish the rest of your comment.
Well, in looking at the man, I just don't see where he has shown anywhere, any way, shape, or form that he's a born-again Christian. I don't see that at all, and I can't see where we, as born-again Christians, should consider putting him into the presidency.
Well, there you ask, there's the question of, you know, I will know them by their fruits, and what he talks about, does that jive with or does that coalesce with his Christianity and his faith? And he talks a lot about Jesus, and he says he's a Christian, and he says he has a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. He said that at the Saddleback for him. I want to judge them, both candidates, by what their positions are. And frankly, if they don't share my theology, but they share my positions on the issues, right? I'm not electing a theologian in chief here. The question is going to be, where are they on the issues? And I think time is only going to tell. We're going to know a lot more on this. You know, our phone lines have been so jammed. We're going to keep this conversation going on tomorrow, of course, the rest of this week. So I encourage you, if I didn't get you today, call back, folks. Look, I want to make sure as we talk about the presidency, Supreme Court justice, these issues, that you have a copy of our booklet, Foundations of Freedom. Everyone that's listening to me right now needs a copy of the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and Bill of Rights. Jordan's going to tell you how you can get it. It's very important for you to have this in your home.
Easy to do, folks. Call our toll-free number right now, 877-989-2255. Get your free copy of the Foundation of Freedom today, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. and get your free copy of Foundations of Freedom online.